In my teaching, I tried to steer my students away from what I thought were dead ends. And in fact, I steered them away from behaviourism. In particular, I steered them away from mathematical models of learning. At that time, there were a lot of people developing elaborate mathematical models, you know, for learning. That is, you put a rat in a maze and you get gradual learning, you get different things happening. And I just felt this was too complicated to express in a reasonably simple equation. It just wasn't going to work. And I think a lot of my students were actually grateful to me. They've said that to me. Simply forget it. It's not going to get anywhere, and it didn't. I was actually right about that, I think. And now, behaviourism, again, was throwing out a very interesting baby with tepid bathwater, because I think what is interesting, how the brain assesses information to make judgments, to make predictions, to be active, in my view, to develop hypotheses of the external world and act on those, and where consciousness comes in. And all that is completely different from behaviourism, which is a kind of passive view that you get stimuli impinging on the nervous system. You respond to these stimuli, rather like a billiard ball responding to being clonked with a cue, and in principle you can predict what's going to happen. I thought it was completely different from that.